Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, January 1st, 2026. At the top of the front page, tornadoes confirmed in Iroquois County from December 28th storms. Members of Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency worked with the damage survey team from the U.S. National Weather Service Chicago office to identify areas of damage that occurred following the four separate tornado warnings issued in the county December 28th. According to information from EMA, four separate rotational tracks were recorded by yesterday's radar. Within those tracks, a total of four tornadoes have been confirmed within Iroquois County on Sunday. They are identified as Clifton Area, Northern Iroquois County, Northern Clifton Rotational Track, northeast of Clifton, EF0 tornado, 85 mile per hour estimated maximum. Clifton to St. Anne, Northern Iroquois County, Southern Clifton Rotational Track, west of Clifton, EF0 tornado, 80 mile per hour estimated maximum. East of Clifton to the Iroquois-Kankakee border, southwest of St. Anne, long track EF tornado, 95 miles per hour estimated maximum. Iroquois County, Martinton Rotational Track, Martinton, northeast Iroquois County, EFU tornado, unknown intensity due to no known damage. A fourth rotational track from the Stockland area into Indiana was also identified, but no damage or visual confirmation of a tornado can be confirmed. No injuries were reported with any of the weather-related incidents. No residential structures were destroyed, but one home was significantly damaged, and family relocated the resident to a hotel until repairs could begin. At least six outbuildings were identified as significantly damaged or destroyed within the areas of this report. Sirens were sounded in all the areas listed, but to be overcautious, some communities chose close to the areas of the identified tracks were siren warned as well. Just a reminder, there will never be an all-clear siren notification following the storms. This practice was discontinued by the National Weather Service many years ago. Even though tornadic storms in December can happen, they are rare. Out-of-season storms like this serve as a reminder to always be weather aware year-round. 50 Years of Music. 2025 was 50th year for Iroquois County Christmas Cantata by Kim Raby for the Times-Republic. In December, the Iroquois County Christmas Cantata made its 50th presentation in Wauseka with Light of the Stable, arranged by Travis Cottrell and orchestrated by Bradley Knight. Co-directors of the cantata are Jessica Phelan and Eric Parmenter. In addition to directors, it takes several others to help make a presentation. Suzanne Light served as narrator. Robert Petrie was in charge of sound. David Parmenter managed the spotlight. Bryce Wesley handled the lights. Jannie Giroux was in charge of the visual presentation. And Joshua Van Hoven was the visual presentation operator. Todd Waters was in charge of sound during rehearsals. Admittance to the presentations is free, but those who attend can leave monetary donations. After expenses were covered, the remaining funds were distributed to two Iroquois County organizations, the Hub Community Center in Wauseka and Crossroads Youth Center in Milford. The Hub works to enhance the lives of families, adults, and youth through community engagement, and Crossroads is open to second through high school area youth. Crossroads hosts senior citizens game days throughout the year and is also open to 4-H and local youth groups. Of special note, there are 2 Cantata members who have been with the group since it formed in 1975, Pat Neal and Gary Cahoe, both of Watseka. Neal had a copy of the group's original program, which was titled King of Kings, and she was nostalgic in going through the names of those who no longer participate with the group or who are deceased. Neal reflected on how she became a member of the cantata. Gary roped me into it. He was a curly-haired, sideburned kid. 50 years ago, 16 area churches were represented by more than 50 singers, and the children's choir includes 12 youth. Presentations were made at First Christian Church on December 19th and First United Methodist Church on December 23rd. Soloists that first year were Priscilla Hayden Stamm, Ron Armstrong, Bonnie Mason, Peg Zbinden, Gary Cahoe, Ann Fisher, Bev Morikow, Nancy Henderson, Melissa Mason, Terry Sather, Jackie Meyer, and Eric Slaughter. Members of the cantata in 2025 were Pam Kisak, Pat Neal, Earl Kroll, Todd Waters, and Shirley Redeker of First Christian Church, Watseka, Suzanne Light of Milford Christian Church, Janie Giroux of Cornerstone Church, Woodland, Jane Henricks of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Woodworth, Dale Weaver of Bethel Baptist, Bourbonnais, Jessica Phelan and Joanne Phelan of First Church Nazarene, Kankakee, and Victor Harling of Zion Lutheran, Clifton. Other members of the cantata were Jeff Shaner, Chris Meredith, Mandy Shaner, Rhoda Green, Marta Scott, and Heather Carlson of Trinity Church, Watseka. David Nagel, Samantha Gooding, Blakely Henneke, Max Gooding, Gary Cahoe, and Reagan Gooding of St. Edmund's Catholic Church, Watseka. Morgan Manahan of St. John's Lutheran Church, Danforth, and Dee Dee Yenerich, Lyle Kofoot, Bob Bird, Helen Gerber, Grace Nelson, Jean Brown, and Amy Ditke, all of First United Methodist, Watseka. The remainder of the cantata members were Juliana Cohen of River Church, Morocco, Lydia Parmenter, Daniel Cross, Mary Thrall, Gloria Younger, Eric Parmenter, Emerson Kingdon, David Parmenter, Hannah Stone, Abby Kindle, Anna Parmenter, Pamela Cross, Caden Thomas, and Sally Parmenter, all of Living Hope Church, Watseka. Jacqueline Alford of Morning Star Baptist Church and Kathy Vines of St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Hoopston. Joyful Noise youth choir members were Ella Baer, Blakely Henneke, Grace Nelson, Harper Newman, Chamber Starr, Juliana Cowan, Joanna Phaland, Amelia Cartelli, Kennedy Newman, and Ava Bayer. They were directed by Jessica Phaland, who was assisted by Helen Gerber. Several songs were performed during the presentations. Joyful Noise opened the program by singing Dance in the Dawn, Light of the Stable, featured soloists Jane Shaner and Heather Carlson. Angels We Have Heard on High featured Joyful Noise. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with My Three Kings featured soloists Chris Meredith and Anna Parmenter. And Mary Sweet Mary featured Jane Henricks and Gary Cahoe as soloists. Max Gooding and Amy Dickey were featured soloists during Christmas Changes Everything. Samantha Gooding and Daniel Cross were soloists during O Holy Night with Gratitude. Soloists during What a Glorious Savior were Caden Thomas and Abby Tyndall. Soloist for Rose of Bethlehem was Janny Giroux. The Wonder of Your Love featured soloist Morgan Manahan. And the closing number of Amen, Go Tell It on the Mountain featured soloist Earl Kroll and Joyful Noise. Due to illness, Jessica Phaland filled in for Kroll as the final soloist in Sunday's presentations. Business After Hours set for January 7th. The Wasika Area Chamber of Commerce announced Business After Hours will be 5 to 7 p.m. January 7th and hosted by American Legion Post No. 23 in Wasika. All chamber members, their employees, and guests, or any business or organization who would like to learn more about the chamber or becoming a member are invited to attend. The January business of the month will be selected. Angel Basket winner announced during Iroquois Memorial Hospital Hospice Movie Matinee. Dateline, Wasika, Illinois. Iroquois Memorial Hospital Hospice celebrated National Hospice Month and nearly three decades of service to the community with a series of special events in November and early December, highlighted by its Angel Basket giveaway and a free family movie matinee in Onarga, according to information provided. As part of the celebration, Iroquois Memorial Hospital Hospice organized an Angel Basket program project, inviting local businesses throughout the communities it serves to donate an item in support of hospice services. The response from community partners was overwhelming, resulting in a basket valued at more than $1,700 and filled with gift cards, goods and services donated by dozens of area businesses. Throughout November, community members were able to enter to win the Angel Basket by filling out tickets at participating businesses. The drawing was held publicly during the hospice-sponsored free movie matinee featuring The Polar Express on Saturday, December 6th, at the Onarga Theater. The winning ticket was submitted at Kino's Coffee in Cisna Park, Illinois. The winner, Carla Samet, also of Cisna Park, was announced during the matinee at the Onarga Theater. Kino's Coffee is a locally owned cafe known for its welcoming atmosphere and community involvement. The generosity we saw from our local businesses and community members was truly humbling, said Mallory Redeker, RN, clinical coordinator for Iroquois Memorial Hospital Hospice. The Angel Basket represented so much more than donated items. It reflected the compassion, kindness, and support that surround our patients and families every day. The movie matinee welcomed families to the Onarga Theater for the showing. Children received complimentary popcorn, drinks, and candy, and families were encouraged to attend in pajamas as part of the festive afternoon. These events allowed us to celebrate National Hospice Month by giving back and spending time with the community we are honored to serve, Redeker said. It was incredibly meaningful to share moments of joy and togetherness with families. The events were held in recognition of National Hospice Month and Iroquois Memorial Hospital Hospice's 29 years of caring for patients and families with compassion, dignity, and respect. And there is one obituary this week. Warren Gus Hansen, 85, of Watsika, passed away on Friday, December 26, 2025, at the Iroquois Resident Home in Watsika. He was born on October 13, 1940, in Watsika, a son of Philip and Mary Martin Hansen. They preceded him in death along with a brother, Martin Hansen, and a sister, Karen Babbitt, and one nephew, Eric Babbitt. Gus married Janet Jan Blackard on June 24th, 1962, in Mount Vernon, and she survives. Also surviving are one son, Jeffrey Hansen, of Makati, Philippines, one daughter, Gina Ron Nicastro of Chesapeake, Virginia, two grandchildren, Brittany Moretz of Washington, D.C., and Savannah Noel Flemmer of Norfolk, Virginia, two nephews, Philip Kathy Hansen and Gunnar Teddy Hansen, one niece, Danielle Brad Fulton. Gus was a member of the First Presbyterian Church in Watsika. He was a longtime employee of the First Trust and Savings Bank in Watsika, where he was a farm manager and trust officer. Memorial services will be at a later date. Knapp Funeral Homes in Watsika is handling the arrangements. Memorials may be made to Iroquois Memorial Hospice or the donor's choice. Please share a memory of Gus at www.knappfuneralhomes.com. Cade Hill named Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Discussion Meet winner. Dateline Chicago. Cade Hill of Livingston County, a former agriculture teacher and past FFA president who works in agribusiness, was named the 2025 Young Leader Discussion Meet winner on Sunday, December 7th, during Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Chicago. Participating in the Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Discussion Meet has given me an opportunity to have purposeful and powerful conversations with other young ag professionals, all for the betterment of Illinois farmers and agriculturalists, said Hill in a news release. Having been named runner-up in last year's competition, I am proud to have earned a seat at the table for the discussion in the final four round again this year and ultimately be named as state winner. IFB promotes and sponsors the discussion meet with the goals of developing young people's leadership and communication skills on behalf of agriculture and of working together and reaching consensus on how to deal with current issues in agriculture. The competition judges contestants' ability to manage a small group discussion. Participants exchange facts and insights on a predetermined topic. Judges award points based on how well participants work with one another, how well they express themselves, and on their knowledge of the topic. IFB, Country, Financial, and Growmark sponsor the competition. The purposeful and powerful conversations don't stop here, Hill said of the competition. There is still plenty of work to be done, and I look forward to bringing it all to the table in Anaheim, California, for the national YF&R discussion meet during AFBF's annual convention. During the final four discussion meet, Hill discussed ways to improve sustainability, both environmentally and financially, with finalists Josh Bolin, an Ogle County farmer, Jacob Dickey, a Champaign County television meteorologist, and Colin Mosley of Clay County, who works for a legislative organization in Washington, D.C. 28 young leaders competed at the state level. Founded in 1916, Illinois Farm Bureau, originally known as the Illinois Agricultural Association, is a nonprofit grassroots membership organization. Illinois Farm Bureau is and a statewide network of county farm bureaus give members an advantage through impactful advocacy, trusted information, and meaningful development to support their careers and Illinois farm families. Learn more about Illinois agriculture at www.ilfb.org. Illinois wheat crop looks promising heading into winter, by Rhiannon Branch for Farm Week. Many Illinois wheat fields, now covered in snow, looked good heading into winter and the onset of dormancy. The climatological winter began December 1st, while the official start of the winter solstice arrives December 21st. We had a dry fall, so that allowed for a wide window of wheat planting, Tracy Huerman, a field sales agronomist with Growmark based in Effingham County, told Farm Week. I would say we also have some later planted wheat this year than what we typically see, she said, noting that farmers used the dry weather as an opportunity to complete other fall projects and planted wheat into November when conditions were still favorable. Huerman, who is also a wheat grower and treasurer of the Illinois Wheat Association, IWA, said the dry weather did cause uneven emergence in some fields, but most evened back out after receiving moisture. Most of it is starting to look better, and I feel like going into winter, most of the wheat looks like it's in a pretty good spot, she said. Fellow IWA board member Josh Vallier said he finished planting a couple days ahead of average on his farm near DuCoin. We had a good dry fall to get it done, he told Farm Week. We got all our wheat planted in a very short amount of time and were able to get fertilizer on right in front of it. Vallier said there were a few thin spots in fields, but overall he is happy with emergence. After we got all our wheat sowed, about 2 days later we got 3 or 4 tenths of rain, he said. With it being pretty dry, it didn't take long for that to be used up, but it seemed to really help wheat emergence. The more growth the crop sees ahead of dormancy, the better, according to Huerman. The more leaf tissue it has, the better root system it has. So the longer it has been in the ground, the better it tends to make it through the wintertime frame, she said. Current snow cover in most areas of the state will provide a blanket to help protect the crop from extremely cold temperatures. From what she has seen, Heuermann estimates fewer wheat acres were planted in her area this fall, while Vallier said planted acres on his farm are in line with the past two seasons. USDA reported 99% of Illinois wheat had been planted, with 92% emerged as of November 24th, compared with the five-year average of 88%. The state's crop is rated 7% very poor, 7% poor, 30% fair, 45% good, and 11% excellent. This story was distributed through a cooperative project between Illinois Farm Bureau and the Illinois Press Association. For more food and farming news, visit farmweeknow.com. Iroquois County Sheriff's Police reports. On December 18th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Kaylin O. Wells, 26, of Beaverville. According to police reports, Wells was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant for failure to appear for aggravated battery. Wells was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released with a notice to appear. On December 19th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Da Vinci J. Lane, 18, of Watsika. According to police reports, Lane was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant for failure to appear for aggravated battery. Lane was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released with a notice to appear. On December 29th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Eddie Mansilla, age 46, of Kankakee. According to police reports, Mansilla was charged with domestic battery. Mansilla was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. Watsika Police reports. On December 24th, at 6:51 p.m., the Watsika Police Department was dispatched to the 400 block of North Bowton Street in reference to a domestic battery that had occurred earlier in the day. Upon arrival, officers spoke with the victim, who stated she had been struck in the back of the head by her husband while seated in the passenger chair of a car during a verbal argument. Officers then relocated to the 300 block of South 3rd Street, where they located the suspect, Derek Z. Reaches, 35, of Watsika, was arrested for domestic battery. Reaches was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. Wreaths Across America. The Crescent City Committee for Wreaths Across America recently placed 195 wreaths on gravesites of veterans in four local cemeteries: St. Peter's, Wilson, Pierce, and Flesher. The wreaths were to be placed Saturday, December 13th, but due to the weather, wreaths were placed on December 16th. Shown in the accompanying picture are at St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery are, left to right, Jim Sorensen, Clint Hall, Chuck Gawkin, Dean Storm, Glenn Meninga, and Bill Weekly. Not pictured are, and that cuts off. Well, this has been Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for New Year's Day, Thursday, January 1st, 2026. Have a fabulous day.